This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, 302 Carton Show. McMonagle, Carton, great to have you here. 888-808-1019. Get your calls. I did notice one thing over the, was it Saturday? Maybe the end of last week, New Year's Eve, whenever the heck that was. That was very, when was New Year's Day? Like Wednesday?
Thursday,
so Friday.
So Wednesday night was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so I guess I saw this Thursday like everybody else.
Okay.
And it feels yucky, mm-hmm. to be honest. Now, you have two beautiful sons. You don't have a daughter.
I do, no.
Right, I do have a daughter.
Yes.
I have a 25-year-old daughter, which says a lot considering I'm only 36.
You got busy early.
But I see everybody going crazy in like a positive way. Like, hey, great job. Way to get it done. Yo, you're the man. And I'm like, it's disgusting. Tom Brady and Alex Earl.
Yeah.
So Alex Earl lived in the same dorm as my daughter freshman year at Miami.
Really?
So the same exact age. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if my daughter, and I don't speak about my daughter's dating or not dating because she gets mad at me. Mm-hmm. If my daughter's like, hey, daddy, I started dating a guy. I met him on New Year's. Would it be cool to bring him over for some football on Sunday? I'm like, yeah, of course. I'd love to meet whoever you're dating. And she brought a 48-year-old man, okay, into my home.
Yeah.
As not just, hey, a friend of mine, but this is the guy I slept with last night. And I wanted you to meet him because I really like him. I would punch him in the face. I don't care who he is. And I'm trying to figure out, look, Alex Earl's a beautiful woman. I get all that. She looks great. Dancing with the Stars. You know, Braxton Berrios. I know all of it, right?
Yeah.
But as a father, all right, and I've made plenty of mistakes. I own it. If you walk into my house with a 50-year-old man as your new boyfriend, we have a problem.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know, though. But
and now I know where Bill Belichick gets it from. He's like, oh, 23 years, that's the difference? I got you beat. I'm 53-year difference between me and my girlfriend.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
You think they have such a competition between the two of them? Tom Brady's out to try and...
I think Tom Brady's just trying to beat Bill Belichick. And if he...
The only
way to beat him was to hang out at elementary schools. And he's not going to do that.
No.
He's not a pedophile.
No, I don't think so.
And he doesn't want to wait.
No.
That's all. But, like, I know you have boys, so it's hard for you to imagine.
It is. I'd like to think that I would be, you know, understanding enough. 25-year-old woman. She's a grown woman. If the gentleman happened to be a nice guy and takes care of her.
No. What you're saying is if the gentleman happened to be a wealthy guy and could take care of her.
Yes.
You would allow that?
I'd like to think that I would trust my 25-year-old daughter to make smart decisions.
No, you never trust your daughter. Never. Not when it comes to dating.
I guess. Like, I'm not saying I would be happy about
it. You trust your daughter to have good taste in friends.
Right.
Maybe an affinity for travel. You trust her to have a job.
You trust her to like traveling?
Yeah, travel all you want. See Oregon.
Okay.
You know, I've never been to Oregon. I'm sure it's a lovely place. But what you don't trust a daughter with is matters of the heart. Because if she shows up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend is 50, and you're about 50?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he can't come in for Thanksgiving. I don't want people celebrating this like, oh, great conquest. Oh, you're the GOAT. You're the man.
That's where your head goes, that all his buddies are patting him on the back going, you snagged a 25-year-old.
Not just his buddies, like every Patriot fan, every Buccaneer fan. Well, anyone who's in his life, even on the fringe of his life. Oh, you're getting it done. Knocking him down, Tommy. Yeah. You're the GOAT. Let me be the only guy in America to say this. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean.
And it's wrong.
If Tom Brady walked into your house, you know what the first thing you tell him is?
Get out.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd be like, 5:30 Thursday?
Oh, as a guest?
Yeah.
Because
you free?
If Tom Brady was sitting in between us right now.
Yes.
I have to bring up the fact that what he did is disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Tom Brady guy.
In that manner, I've always said, if you're looking for some type of conquest, you know, sexually, right?
Sure.
Barbara Bush, you win every argument. Nancy Reagan, I win. Okay?
Just going down first lady.
You would think you'd win by saying, no, Alex Earl, she's beautiful, she's sexy, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's a child. Compared to him.
Sure.
He could be her grandfather if things played out a little differently. I think it's disgusting.
I mean, listen,
England thing. I'm not surprised. Well,
there's two different questions.
A lot of inbreeding up in New England.
Is it disgusting by the men? Maybe a little bit. Is it something I would trust my 25-year-old daughter to navigate successfully?
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'd be
here's what we did.
I think I'd be that progressive.
Adopt
my
daughter for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And if she comes home with a 50-year-old,
so you're not okay.
Let me know.
So you're not okay with dating a 50-year-old, but you can like loan her out to me for adoption purposes.
Yeah, just so you can see what I'm talking about.
All right, just want to make sure. So we got our what you're comfortable with.
You just have to experience it so you understand why the answer is no.
Okay.
Sorry, he can't come over.
You're right. I don't know what it's like to have a 25-year-old daughter.
Now, if your son's 50, you might high five him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you won't. Let's get more of your calls. Joe Shane had a press conference earlier today. He's not going anywhere. Do you wonder at any point when it comes to the Giants? I promise Jet fans will get to the Jets coming up a little bit later on this hour. Do you wonder at all, and I want to be very respectful as I say this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, John Mara's not well. He's dealing with a serious health issue. You saw him in the locker room. I thought it was a really cool moment where he got a game ball. I thought that was perfectly done, and I appreciate that he's going through it right now, and you know, and knock on wood, that you know he's able to overcome this and beat cancer. Obviously, it's a disgusting disease, and we're aware of that. Do you think if it's a hard question to even ask because I want to say as respectfully as possible? Do you think at any level that because the Maras have always run the Giants, not the Tishes? Steve Tisch, of course, has a voice, he has a say, he has a vote in the room, but he's always kind of acquiesced to the Maurer family for obvious reasons, the respect for Wellington and the Maurer family. Do you think there's a chance, because John might not be well enough to be as active as he once was, where Shane survives this year because of that, and they'd rather have the continuity with Joe Shane there because John's not in a position to really put all of his energy into a search for a new GM?
I think it's hard not to feel that there is some angle of that. I would think whether it's just the idea of that, where they don't want to go through the search, he's not up for it, and they know that he would invest himself in it, where they think it might be unhealthy for him to do such a thing and get involved.
Because he's got much more important things
worry about, and I don't know if he's capable of like that, not being involved in that kind of search, and I think they want to save him from that on some level. I also think maybe, you know, the idea of this was someone he chose, someone he believed in. He wants to see that come to fruition, you know, he wants to believe in himself that he made a good decision.
It is interesting, as rightfully so, as upset as Giant fans are, rightfully so, there is kind of this weird underbelly of Giants fans who seem to think there is talent there.
Yeah.
Right? You're one of them.
I'm one of them. There is talent there. Like we said, we could point to some things Joe Shane did that are positive, and I do think moving forward, you have a handful of pieces. There is real issues with the depth, the defensive backfield, the cornerbacks and safeties are a real issue. The offensive line, some guys are going to come up for a free agency, and they're going to have to improve it a little bit, but it played much better than it's played in a decade, really. Like, you have pieces, defensive line, offensive tackle, wide receiver, running back room in Scadaboo and Tracy, the quarterback. Like, I think there are a lot of reasons to be positive.
Because with Jet fans, we're just pissed.
No, there's nothing there.
We got nothing to
there's
be happy
nothing,
about.
There's nothing.
But all Giant fans, as pissed as you guys
money.
Are,
yeah.
It does feel like when I listen to Giants fans, I'm not one of them, it feels like you guys all are kind of in agreement.
Yeah.
The cupboard ain't bare.
No, I think we...
Which might be the bigger reason why he's coming back than anything else.
Yeah, no, I think they like the young core. They've mentioned it several times. They like the young core that he's built. And... You know, they feel like a lot of their ills were based on coaching. A lot. That's how they definitely feel.
All right, 888-808-109 is the phone number. Sammy's in Trenton on the Fan. Sammy, what's up?
Sammy.
Craigie, welcome back, brother.
My man, Pots and Pans. What's good?
Not much. What's going on? I'll tell you right now.
You know what I'm doing.
I know. You're doing. You know, I know what you're doing, but I tell you right now, you know my daughter's four. I don't even let other four-year-old boys play with her. I'm starting sizing up their dads now. So.
By the way, as you should be.
I'm with you.
Can you imagine your precious little four-year-old, fast forward 20 years, is 24 years old, and she's like, Dad, I got to tell you, I had the greatest New Year's Eve of my life, met the man of my dreams, and he's 50?
Nope. Nope, not in this house. You got a bean in the
house.
Nope. Okay, let's get a little food talk in here. Come on, we're slacking. And you owe me Gabriella's, so don't forget about that.
I do owe you Gabriella's. My buddy Frankie's place down in Red Bank, which I'll take care of at some point when you're available. You know, you're very, very busy. But here's what's funny. Like, all the people talking about my coming back and obviously working with you.
Yeah.
It's funny how many people are like, he doesn't even talk sports.
Yep.
He doesn't even know sports.
Yep.
It's all going to be food talk and jokes and no sports.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've been on the air for an hour and 7 minutes. The first 5 minutes were just commercials because our producer messed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right.
Yeah.
But the reality, which is why I have not said his name yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned that right
yet. He hasn't earned the name
yet. Maybe tomorrow we tell his name. Today, he's just a nameless producer, and there's a bunch of them. Just pick him out of a hat. That's what we're going to do. We've done an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for Prince Street Pizza Friday.
There is.
There's plenty of time for Pop-Up Bagel Tuesday.
Yep.
There's plenty of time for Adore Lay Wednesday.
Yep.
We're good.
We are good. Although I do have to say, we're going to talk a little food just for a second. Something special happened.
Yes,
today.
Let me tell people real quick.
Something
and then we'll
very
get back
special
to your
for me happened
Chris has been
today.
At this radio station for 18 years
Long
in many
time.
Different capacities.
Many different capacities.
And now that he is the co-host of the afternoon show on WFAN,
yep.
His life changed dramatically today
mm-hmm.
at about 1:15.
Yep.
At 1:15, my dear friends at Dunkin' Donuts, who I've been close with for a long time, Alex and the entire crew over at Dunkin' Donuts, great people. And they're thrilled that I'm coming back and thrilled that you and I are now partners in Afternoon Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And as Chris and I walked into our new office here at WFAN, there was a package waiting for us.
There was.
And in one of those packages, a box about, I don't know, a foot and a half wide by a foot deep, there were donuts.
They were donuts.
And on the face of those donuts was a picture of Chris McMonagle.
I made it.
He has officially made it.
Craig,
so
thank
I want
you.
To thank
no,
Dunkin' Donuts.
Listen, thank you, Dunkin'
for
Donuts.
For feel good.
Thank you. Because you know how many days I've come in here, Craig, especially with you, working with you those couple years. And you know how many times I've walked in and had to sit in the corner crying as I ate Boomer Donuts, as I ate Geo Donuts, as I ate your donuts,
yeah.
as I ate Evan Donuts. It was always someone else.
It's a lot of donuts.
A lot of donuts. A lot of donuts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I didn't even need the picture. But to come in here and have someone walk in with not just one box.
No, you got a couple dozen.
Several boxes
yeah.
of donuts with my face on it.
Yeah.
Stretched out.
Yes.
It had to be stretched out.
Yeah, no, mine was stretched out.
Yours was stretched out, too. Someone said to me, Craig looks bigger than you. I'm like, that's because I didn't need that much stretching to fit on the donut. Craig, they had to really zoom out the picture.
Love
me,
it. Love
just
it.
My picture right on the donut.
So you got to put
I
a dozen
it.
Aside for the
I
boys.
I did. I don't know
Good.
If I took a dozen because I want people to eat them, but I took a handful.
Good.
But I am bringing them home. But yes, that for years, like it's one of those small things. People say to me, like, oh, you're getting Afternoon Drive. That's going to be awesome. What are you looking for? Craig's going to take you to comedy shows and you're going to do all this stuff.
That's
and
right.
I am looking forward to that. But I got to tell you, like things like this, having my face on a donut. You just said our office. I've been here for 18 years.
Yeah.
I've always had a meeting in someone else's office. I always had to go to, like, it was never my office.
You have a desk, a computer,
I have a desk, I have a computer.
I'm not sure if there's a camera on
damn
here.
Damn it, I have a donut.
Chris McMonagle has a donut.
I have a donut.
Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts, our friends.
Look at that.
And I feel like you should take a bite of your donut.
Should I take a bite of me?
What part of you are you going to bite, Tom Brady?
I wish they had my calves on it because the calves are my best part.
By the way,
there's
I
no
saw
doubt.
You play a mean third base.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
held your own?
Held my own.
Yeah, you held your own.
No.
I get crazy. Held your own.
No, held my own, please. In your softball game, one of the last things you did before Carden Roberts went away, not only did I hold my own, Craig, I led everyone there in total hits for the game.
You kept your stats?
Yes. No, we went through the video.
It's a little strange.
We went through the video. Seven hits in two and a half, three
That's
games.
That's because I did you a solid.
What?
When
you
we
kept
were,
on trying to cheat, and
no,
every time your team took the...
We were down by six. Yeah, we were down in the sixth inning.
So you ended
inning.
The game? When
I started a new game.
Yeah. So I had more opportunities.
Yeah.
But yes, so this
Enjoy.
Is me eating
well,
myself.
You'll get a lot more than just donuts. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Here's Peter. In Dix Hills on the fan. Peter, good afternoon.
Ooh, it's Jelly.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Craigie? How
what's
you doing?
What's up, Spank? How are you?
Good. Long time.
Thank you.
I miss you, man. Number one fan here.
Thank you.
You remember me.
Of course.
I want to talk about John Gruden. Okay.
Yeah, why?
Why? Why don't you think John Gruden, why wouldn't you pick him for the head coach of New York Giants?
Because John Gruden has been much more unsuccessful than successful.
Yeah, but he look at the coaching staff he'll bring.
I think John Gruden is obviously a very competent head football coach. He knows more football and has forgotten more football than I could ever know. So I'm not suggesting he's not a competent guy who very quickly would endear himself to Giants fans. I do believe that. But John Gruden did not have great success at every stop. He didn't.
No, I mean, let's be totally honest. The reason you want him is because his nickname was Chucky, because, you know, spider-wide banana became, you know, NFL vernacular and something we all say, and he's really good on Barstool, and he's a character, and he's fun. He won a Super Bowl 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And since that moment, he didn't win much after that. He came back to the Raiders. It was a disaster.
Made it.
And left
and that's
under,
not even talking about not even the talking, email scandal
the losing,
and all that.
The losing. Right. And the draft picks. Him and Mayock did a terrible job with that team. There is, I like John Gruden. I do. And I'm not saying he's not a smart football man. You're right. What the hell do I know? But I can't imagine, other than I sure like that guy. He makes me laugh. And, you know, he's a really, his voice is very easy to do an impression of. I don't know why you would want him to be the next head coach in New York.
It's, look, John Gruden's, John Gruden's like a bedtime story.
Yeah.
You know, he's a history book. That's what he is. And again, I'm not knocking it. Guy's got a Super Bowl. Guy's had success. Yeah. The guy's a lifer. His dad coach. He coached. You know, it started with Green Bay, went to Philly. We all know the story.
Yep.
He's great on Barstool, which is kind of why he's resurrected the interest in him, and his quarterback videos are great.
Great.
But I don't think, as a Giant fan, it'd be like the Jets going back to Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. We all love Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. Back-to-back AFC championship games. Rex Ryan failed in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And there's a reason no one else is bringing him in. Because, and again, I love Rex. I do. And if Rex became a head coach, fully supported, I have nothing but respect and love for Rex Ryan. But there's also a reason guys like him don't get a third job.
Yeah. No.
Because for a lot of teams, the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
No, totally agree. And look, forget Rex. I mean, I hear what you're saying. He's been out of football. These guys have been out of football for forever.
Right.
Like, you don't,
and there's
you
a reason for
there's
that.
There's a reason for that.
Because don't forget, Rex Ryan almost embarrassed himself trying to get the Cowboy job.
Right.
Right? When McCarthy got fired.
Yeah.
Right? And then as he tried to save face by saying, you know, they wouldn't meet my financial demands.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to be defensive coordinator under a first-time head coach in Schottenheimer. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the reality is, Atlanta could have had him, remember, back in the day?
Yeah.
They passed on him.
Yeah.
So again, it's we fall in love with guys because we remember something special from a long time ago.
Yep.
And again, are they competent? Yes.
Sure.
Would they do a good job? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be here for 10 years? No shot.
No.
And I'm also not sure on the Gruden end, people forget John Gruden's in a lawsuit with the league.
Yeah.
So just play this out. What NFL team is going to hire a coach that's in the middle mm-hmm. of active litigation,
right.
millions of dollars worth, with the league?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you this. The Giants wouldn't.
No.
Because of the respect the Maurer family has with the league.
Yeah.
They would never go hire a guy that the league is in a lawsuit with.
Right. And I think it's hurting Brian Flores as well. Right. I mean,
well, specifically with the Giants.
Specifically with the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
because he's at least coaching.
Yeah, he is coaching inside the NFL. I just don't know if he's going to be up for a job necessarily because of all that going on. But yeah,
well,
I mean,
maybe Tom Brady gets him. Right. Tom Brady, apparently, now that he's making all the decisions for the Raiders, Tom Brady apparently wants Brian Flores to be head coach / defensive coordinator,
right.
and Brian Daboll to be offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it's good staff.
I can see that, and
absolutely.
That's a good staff.
It's a very good staff.
That would make sense. It's a competent move.
Yep.
Plus, you have a rookie quarterback. Who better to bring a rookie quarterback along than Brian Daboll?
Apps. Thank you.
Right?
Thank you very much for saying it. I knew you'd say something that made me happy today. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any team that would be nurturing and developing a young quarterback, Brian Daboll should be at the top of your list for offensive coordinator. There's no doubt.
Maybe the Giants will bring him back.
Yeah.
I thought Daboll might go to Penn State, but not.
Maybe.
Yeah, here's it. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's good?
What's going on, Craig? Nice to see you back on the air.
Thank you. Appreciate you, buddy. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, C-Mac, nice to see you on midday, too. You know, a couple of things. First of all, we were talking about the coaching with the guy from Pittsburgh and
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin and Harbaugh, right?
By the way, the guy's been there for 37 years, and to you, he's that guy in Pittsburgh who's never had a losing season.
No. I just for a second, I just forgot his name.
So,
but anyway, both of those guys are under contract for another 3 years. There's no way they're going to be fired. They're going to be traded.
It wouldn't be a firing. It wouldn't be a firing.
It would be a mutual, and I don't think it's 3 years. I think Tomlin has one more year in his contract.
He signed an extension last year.
Harbaugh has to 28.
Yeah, but yeah. this would not be the Ravens or the Steelers going to him saying you're fired. This would be, hey, look, you've been here a long time. We've had great success with you, mm-hmm. but now and then a locker room needs a new voice. So we're going to work a buyout out with you.
Yep.
We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to humiliate you. But we can mutually agree to part ways. I don't think anyone.
Craig, why not trade him though? You can get picks. You can get picks for him.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because
Sean
why
Payton,
would I give
they
you
they got a one and a two?
Why would I give up a first round pick for a guy that hasn't won a playoff game in 20 years? Like, why would I do that?
And I think you would lose leverage because if you're willing to trade him, that means it's probably not going to continue. Like, if you put him out there, you're not going to say, "Hey, we'd love to keep him, but we'll trade him." You're not going to disrespect a coach who's been with you for 18, 19 years by dangling him on the trading block. You would either say, like, I don't know what the leverage would be because it would be a mutual ending, as
yeah.
you said. They're not going to say, well, we'd like to keep him. He is under contract, but if anybody bowls us over with two first-round picks, you could have him. They're not going to do that one of these
No, and by
like
the
that.
Way, if someone was dumb enough to offer two first-round draft picks, yeah. I know you're just using
I was
as,
just
bowling, as
but,
an example.
First-round draft pick.
They do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You give us two firsts for our
yeah.
coach?
Oh, of course.
Like, the last time the Steelers won a playoff game was 2017,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
That's 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
All right, and what's funny about it is that it's the Steelers in a lot of ways like the Yankees. There's
Very
an unfair
so.
Expectation that every year we're going to win a Super Bowl or a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that all you're guaranteed every year is that you're good enough to make the postseason. Because the Steelers have never been under 500.
Never.
Meaning every year
With
they're
Tom
good enough to make the postseason.
Yep.
And that's it. The Yankees, good enough to make the postseason. And then it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
But the Steelers and Yankees are very similar in that regard.
Absolutely, and their fan bases too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, I think, like, the disrespect put towards Tomlin this year was outrageous to me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going there, like, I know they haven't won since 17, and you do, it becomes, you know, you expect more than just the crapshoot losses in the postseason. I get it. But this guy, in the NFL, 19 years of never losing.
Yeah,
and you would
crazy.
Go to that building and chant fire Tomlin?
Yeah.
They deserve to have him leave. And then you get Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger, who won a Super Bowl with the guy who was his coach. Oh, he should probably go coach at Penn State.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's crazy.
Why are we disrespecting the dude that does nothing but win?
Because you get jaded.
Yeah.
It's like
ridiculous.
You and the Yankees.
Yeah, well, not me.
You and the Yankees.
Not me.
That's right.
Not me.
Give me a new GM.
I've said it a couple
Give
times.
Give me a new manager.
No. Yeah, no.
I talked
Those
to Boone yesterday, by the way.
You told me.
I was talking to AB yesterday.
He AB? Was,
that's my guy.
Look at you.
I can't call him
Look
Boone.
Look at you.
I can't call him Boone. I call
Aaron,
him AB.
Aaron works.
I couldn't big, call him Aaron.
The way you, Big Boone?
No.
No?
That sounds.
What's up, Big Boone?
Yeah, that sounds like, you know. I think that's what Tom Brady said to Alex Earl. Yeah. My friends call me Big Boone. Here's Mike. Mike's in Brooklyn on the fan. What's going on, Michael?
Craigie and C-Mac.
Yes.
You two window throwing, motorboating, snow blowing, son of a bitches. Oh, yeah.
My man, Pots and Pans.
My man, Pots and Pans. Craigie, tell your friends.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back, Mike.
Dude, you guys are going to be unbelievable in the afternoons. I've been listening all day, waiting for you,
Thank
watching
you.
That big chrome dome of yours this morning with Gio and Boomer this morning.
Yeah.
And let me ask you guys one question.
Sure.
Craig, I just want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
You were telling me that C-Mac played a phenomenal third base. He looks like he's got about as much range as a stove does. Seriously?
To be fair,
incorrect.
Not great range.
No.
But he's got a vacuum on his left hand.
I would hope I get an opportunity to prove both of you wrong.
Okay, C-Mac, let me ask you a question.
They called me Hoover when I was 12 years old.
12.
Yeah, okay, Hoover. Maybe that might have been
in
at
Little
the
league, I was, when I was winning District 29 championships out in Nassau County, Long Island, I was the Hoover.
Yeah, because you were bigger than the average 12-year-old. That's why. You were a man amongst boys.
We finally have a good
friend.
Athlete from Nassau County, though, so that's good.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
And here's the last question that before I go. Hey, C-Mac.
Yes.
Why don't you ask Craig? Craigie's been bragging about this big black car from Dunkin' Donuts. He's worried about a dozen donuts that they gave you.
Yeah.
If he was a real party, he would have got your black card.
I'm not worried about it. I suggested he take them home.
Yeah.
What am I worried
take
about?
Take them home.
I'll tell
Craig,
you
how
do.
Big were those donuts to have his face on them? Let me ask you that question.
That's a very good question.
They're normal-sized donuts.
See ya.
I'm actually thank you, Mike.
It started with such promise. Now, hang.
I'm actually looking at the donut now. It does appear to be special ordered, size-wise. I tell you what, I will bring in my black card tomorrow.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will hope that Alex and the gang at Dunkin' Donuts refresh it.
Are you still the only one? Because the last time we talked about this, wasn't there an Eli Manning story?
So,
I vaguely remember an Eli Manning story.
It's funny. I recently told this story. It's probably on Instagram right now. So
I got
the black card.
Right.
So then Boomer got the black card.
Right.
Okay. So we kind of got it in conjunction with one another. All good. Eli Manning was a national spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts. So as the story goes, he went to Dunkin' Donuts and said, how do Boomer and Carton have black cards and I don't? So he got a black card. All right. I'm friends with Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gronk got wind of me having a black card and Eli having a black card. So he called up Dunkin' Donuts and said, I lost to Eli twice. I need a black card. So he got a black card.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Then, and this is part of the story, I cannot confirm.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to this week. The story then goes, so me and Boomer first, 1-2.
Right.
Eli's third. Gronk is fourth. There are no other black cards in existence, except I heard a story. And the story was that when Matt Damon and Ben Affleck became Dunkin' Donuts sponsors,
sure,
and they're close with Gronk through Brady and all the Patriots stuff, mm-hmm, Gronk was bragging to them that he had something they didn't have, not just a Super Bowl trophy, all
right,
that.
Right, right.
He's like, you're doing commercials, but I got a black card.
Yeah.
So then I heard that Damon and Affleck demanded a black card, and they got black cards. So it started off with just me.
Yeah.
An innocent little guy who likes the greatest hot chocolate on the planet, by the way.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate became Boomer, became Eli, became Gronk, mm-hmm, became Damon,
yep,
became Affleck. And
they
that's
all followed
the story
in your footsteps.
They don't know it.
They don't know
but
it.
They
yeah.
That's right. And
that's
I guess
a good story.
If you don't know it, you're not guilty of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the way that goes. Should I introduce the producer? Nah, not yet.
Not
hasn't
yet.
Earned it yet.
Hasn't earned it yet?
Not after the debacle, too. Certainly
it was
not.
It was kind of a debacle.
Kind of a debacle. We spent 3 months coming up with a theme song, and he foobarted on
three
the
months.
First day.
By the way, you sent me a song. I sent the song back, and I never heard from you. And then I was like, so we got the song? Yeah, the one I sent you. I was like, I'm glad we discussed that.
Yeah, I did. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join. It's the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, and you right here on The Fan.
All right, I thought I would do this for you. I apologize. See, we're working out the kinks. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ Precision Cooking, Effortless Results, chefiq.com. Now, we haven't talked on it yet. And I don't know if we'll get even to it today because we got a lot of football and got a big guest. But I can tell you where my focus is. The New York Yankees. That's right. The shill has come to afternoon drive. And I'm looking focused entirely on this offseason, as Joel Sherman put it, as the alarm clock going off and getting ready to go sign Cody Bellinger and trade for Cabrera, the starting pitcher from the Miami Marlins. If the Yankees accomplish that, right? Everyone's so concerned about what the offseason is going to be. It's got to be better than next year. Nonsense. The Yankees scored the most runs in baseball last year. They won 94 games, more than any other team in the American League, just as much as the Toronto Blue Jays. If they, along with Gerrit Cole coming back, add a starting pitcher like a Peralta, or they add a starting pitcher like a Cabrera, who's got filthy stuff as long as he's healthy, and they bring back Bellinger to this offense, along with the best hitter in the world, tell me again how the Blue Jays are clearly better. The Boston Red Sox are clearly better. Anybody is clearly better. Nobody is clearly better than the New York Yankees. That's what I'm focused on right now. And this Fan Focus was sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yo! 336. Carton Show. McMonagle. Carton. Great to have you here. 888-808-1019. Now. I saw that your beloved New York Yankees made a second offer.
Yes.
To Mr. Cody Bellinger.
Let's
yeah?
go.
What are we waiting
you
for?
You want to talk some Yankees? Let's do it.
No, I want to talk football today.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know. What the hell is anyone waiting for? What are the Mets waiting for? What are the Yankees waiting for? What is Bellinger waiting for? What is Tucker waiting for? This offseason sucks.
Yeah.
That's one. If we're talking to your guy, I'm going to have to figure out. They have to figure out something to make this offseason
Big
more
Boone's
exciting.
Going to join us later this
Not
week.
Not just Big Boone. Your other guy.
Which guy? Which is my other guy? What sport are we talking
Rob
about?
Rob Manfred, your guy.
Oh, Big Rob.
Big Rob.
Yeah, Big Rob.
If I ever have the pleasure of getting a chance to talk to that gentleman, we're going to have to talk about what's going on With the Major League Baseball offseason, it's an absolute snooze.
Well, Rob Manfred's going to join us in studio Thursday at 4:30. So you have a chance to meet Rob. I call him Big Rob.
Big Rob.
As you know.
Yeah.
I think the Mets have had the worst offseason than the Yankees.
Well, they've completely broken apart their team.
Well, they broke apart the team for the dumbest of reasons, like politics, right?
Sounds that way, huh?
Their, you know, gazillion-dollar shortstop has joined the socialist movement while moving into a $30 million apartment. Which just, I'm sorry. Like, you believe what you want in politics? Yeah, I'm not here to talk politics. But you can't claim to be a socialist.
I didn't think of that.
And then move into a $22 million apartment the same day. I'm sorry. You just can't.
It is kind of contradictory.
Like but it's like Francisco Lindor's wife is like, the Spanish Marie Antoinette. Like, let all the peons in New York eat cake as I throw morsels of cake out from my $30 million apartment on the Upper East Side. I'm a socialist. I just don't act like one. Like, come on.
Do as I say, don't do as I do. No,
not as much.
That is funny.
Sorry
that
about
is,
that.
No, that is funny.
Yeah, it's like.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That was, and they were like literally 2 days apart. Like the announcement of her joining, joining the team. And then
he joined the transition team from Amdani the day they closed on a $22 million apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Little morsels.
By the way, up the day I have to change to a trade, they up it to $3 a ride.
Yes. So much for free transportation.
Up to $3.
It's more by the way, yo, you take the train.
Yes.
I drive. I cross the river in a car.
Right.
Like, I'm not crying poverty anymore.
No.
But dude, that's like a house payment.
I know. That's
to
why.
Come into
I was driving
City.
In the middle of the morning. The overnight tax wasn't as bad.
It was it's a little less. A couple bucks less. Yeah.
It's a couple bucks less. And plus, there's no trains that run at 3 o'clock in the morning. But back to the train the minute I could. Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, one quick note, a non-football note, and we'll get to the Jets coming up here in just a second as well. I know a lot of people, Aaron Glenn, all that nonsense. The NHL failed you hockey fans.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Winter Classic is one of the great sports events in this country.
Yeah.
Always have since they started it like 20 years ago, right? I think it's great. I really do. Used to be a New Year's Day thing.
Yes.
Wake up on New Year's Day. Hey, Fenway. Hey, Yankee Stadium. Hey, City Field. Hey, in Philly. Whatever, right?
Whatever, yeah.
I do sports for a living, or so I'm told.
Yeah.
You do also.
Yeah.
I know the Rangers played, right? The whole thing, right?
They did. Yeah.
They did, right?
In the Winter Classic?
I don't know, did they?
Yes, they did. They beat the Florida Panthers.
They beat the Panthers. Zibane and Magadi got like $1 million.
$800,000.
Like a million-dollar chain.
Yes.
Right, for winning it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was the first ever to have a hat trick in the game.
Did he get it from that jeweler who got spit in the face the other day? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, he was angry.
Famous, like, online jeweler?
Yeah.
Some dude, what's that guy's name? Can you find out his name for me?
I don't know what the top
of my head,
but yeah.
Dude got spit in the face.
Yeah.
And the other dude went to jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's assault. That's assault.
Well,
something to say
they were selling stolen merchandise, or at least that's what he believed.
I think he said they were taking like $10,000 jewels, using his name and selling them for $30.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's a weird gift to be MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little weird.
Like, what'd you get for being MVP?
Yeah.
I got an $800,000 necklace.
Well, I remember.
You can't wear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, Visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
New York City?
No. Didn't Alonzo get, when he won the Home Run Derby, got that big chain, it was spinning and everything?
I think with the Flavor Flav thing.
Yeah, like the Flavor Flav thing. He was going out to bars that night with the Flavor Flav chain. I guess the chains are what they're doing now, you know, instead of medals. But
that used to be like a special event.
Yeah, so what'd they do?
Even if you don't like hockey, you'd wake up on New Year's Day and you knew the Winter Classic. I thought it was special.
Yeah.
I thought Gary Bettman did a great job with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a hockey guy. I would watch it because the spectacle of it.
Yeah.
It looked great. I was blessed. I played hockey at Yankee Stadium when they had it there. The late Mike Bossy scored an overtime goal against me to remind me that I don't play hockey, and he did.
Yeah.
And it was a great moment. So I've been blessed to have had experiences like that. But it wasn't even on New Year's Day anymore.
Yeah. No, it was the next day.
Yeah. The NBA used to have Christmas. Yep. And then the NFL is like, we're taking Christmas away from you.
Yeah.
And then the NBA players, because they suck in the ratings, comparatively speaking, were then like, we hate playing on Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, you loved it until the NFL took over, right?
Yeah.
But New Year's Day was hockey's moment.
I agree.
Why would you change that?
I don't know. And I also don't know why
Call Bevin up, Mr. Producer, and tell him I need to talk to him about that.
And why would they do it? I guess it was cold. What was it, 60 degrees? It was the second warmest day ever in any outdoor game, because they played several outdoor games now. It's just that. But, like, I don't know, Miami?
That's pretty cool, though. Like, it's 80 degrees out and dudes are skating.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's cool.
Which would be cool, like, by the
third
period.
But that's the whole thing. You want to go.
If you started, like, drowning.
Yeah. If they like, gave you, if they, if they gave you,
we
fins.
Didn't realize the ice stays frozen for so long. What happened to Zibanejad? He drowned. What do you mean he drowned? Yeah, well, we played the Winter Classic.
His $800,000 chain was wearing him down.
Right, like that would I would watch that. That'd be like a Survivor Island type of thing.
Right,
like look, the NHL's announcing we're going to play the Winter Classic in warm weather climates only, outdoors.
Right.
And the first team that loses a player to drowning,
right?
Yo, it's a penalty shot. Right. Something
well, they
like
put
that.
Piranha under the ice.
You're talking my language. Have you ever seen a piranha eat small little animals?
No.
It's one of the great gifts in life. I had a buddy.
That's one of the great gifts in life. The opportunity to see that live or on video?
No, on live.
Live.
Yeah, when I lived in Philly way back in the early mid 90s, a buddy of mine had a tank with piranhas.
Yeah.
And you go to the pet store, they make these mice. Solely to be eaten by snakes and other animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you don't feel bad for the mice. That's their purpose in life, is to feed other animals. So you get stoned, right? That's what I did, at least. You sit in front of the tank, and you wait for them to drop mice in. Now, the mice, you know, they're swimming. They're trying to survive. They're trying to get back to the top.
Yeah. I already
know. Oh, those piranhas? Yeah. It's awesome.
That's what you do in Philly?
Yeah, you're totally stoned.
Let's just go get stoned and watch the piranha eat mice.
You come over to my place. I'll get piranhas for you. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Then you start dropping in small little chickens That's even more fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. Chicken's bred just for the purpose of feeding.
Blood everywhere. Yeah, it's a mess.
And feathers?
That's great. It's little chicks.
Oh, little chicks.
It's like furry little chicks.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the big chicken, but you could do that too, I suppose.
Like the chicks my kids grow at school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like maybe half a pound, little yellow. Oh, chicks. They just attack them.
One of the great pleasures in life.
I'll tell you, if you have not seen a piranha eat a mouse in person, you haven't lived, my friend. By the way, a programming note, James Dolan, who I learned yesterday from the New York Post, has not spoken publicly in 3 years since he came out with me and Evan.
Yeah.
Well, now that I'm back in with Chris, James Dolan is breaking his silence, as I'm told, exclusively on The Fan. So looking forward to that. That'll be at 5:30, okay? Here's Andrew in Piscataway, New Jersey. Andrew, how are we doing? Hello?
Andrew!
Going once, going twice, and we move on to Colin and Wyckoff. My main man, Mr. Pots and Pans himself. Colin, what's cooking, baby?
My man, it's all a great show. I wish you both the best. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Colin.
Greg, my kid and I were talking about you the other day. My son met you, Boomer.
Yeah.
And it was just, we always did well. They're grown now.
I was going to say, if your son, I'm going to take a wild guess. I met your son, I want to say like late elementary school, perhaps?
Yes, sir. He's great.
Tell me he's not 30, is he?
He's 31.
God. Yep. That's it. It was nice coming back.
Oh, yeah. He did well. He did well. You met my daughter, too.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, good for you.
27.
Proud father, as you should be.
Yeah, listen. I'm not a Giant fan, but I'll say it over and over. There's way too much talent on that team for four wins. And if you get Cliff Kingsbury and Brian Flores, you're going to be where the Bears are this year.
But I think that's possible? Yes, because the NFC East is not going to be appreciably better next year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think Washington's going to, thank you for the call, Colin. Washington, to me, will have the biggest turnover because they've got the most cap space. They're the oldest roster in football today, and they have a lot of expiring contracts. So I think they'll have the biggest change from a talent standpoint. But when the Eagles are the best team in the division, that's going to be the same. But let's be honest. The Eagles' offense this year stinks.
Absolutely.
So could the Giants in 1 year go from the basement to at least pressing for the division title? Yes.
Absolutely.
I do think that's possible.
I think it's possible. I mean, I know we're going to laugh at this when I say it. I felt that way when they were up 19-0 against Denver. I truly did.
Before the collapse, right?
They had beaten the Eagles. They went into Denver, who was, they're the one seed.
And that game's over.
AFC.
The game was a wrap.
It's over. They're up 19-0, kicking the crap out of them, imposing their will against them.
Yeah, perfect
and
storm.
It was just like, in that moment, I'm like, it's not even if the Giants are, it's like, are the Giants back? Forget that. Are the Giants legitimately a good football team? And they were going to go play the Eagles the next week after beating them the week before. And I felt like that game was kind of going to be to whether or not the Giants are ready to make that move to the division. I absolutely think if you get everybody back healthy, they hire the right coach, they make a couple of good draft picks.
Let's stop right there for a second. So if you stop right there, that's the reason Shane's coming back.
Yep.
Because there's got to be a belief. If you want to give the Giants credit that they're at least good at self-evaluation, and maybe they're not. But if you want to give them the bone that they're at least, they recognize what they're good at, what they're not good at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if you take out of this horrendous season, and let's be honest, a horrendous season, that there's enough pieces currently in the cupboard that if you draft well and sign the right free agents, your potential playoff team, then you do keep Shane.
I understand your point, but he's been picking at the top of the draft.
But you're not blaming him for Dable's failures as a coach. Like, was it 7-1 score games this year? Right,
I think it was seven. Yep.
So look, that the Denver Broncos, right?
Yeah,
had nine.
They were right there with the
Broncos. The Kansas City Chiefs last year had 11.
Yeah.
And went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They lost, but they went.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to figure out, before you do anything else, how do we rate our current talent? Guys under contract, right?
Yeah.
Guys whose contracts are up, put them to the side. Guys that we control contractually.
Yeah.
If those guys are good enough to play 7 one-score games in which you lost, then Joe Shane comes back, and he is.
No,
Now, he's not getting an extension.
No.
But he comes back.
Yeah, I mean, he is coming back, and I think that's part of it. There's no doubt. Now, I do think there's a lot of issues with the roster, too. There's a lot of, if they do this, we can get there. But they have, in certain spots, right, they have the blind side protected with Andrew Thomas. They have
weapons.
He's
got to play more, but yes.
He's got to play more, but he played pretty much through the season after not starting the first three games and then till the end. But you're right. He's got to stay healthy. But same thing with Neighbors. Same thing with Scataboo. They got to be healthy. But
yep.
You feel really good about those two cornerstone pieces of your offense. Add a couple of wide receivers. You got a defensive front that you spent a lot of money on. But part of it was they didn't play as well either. Like, it's one thing to just blame the coaching staff. Abdul Carter got off to a lousy start this year.
He did.
Dexter Lawrence, because of injury or whatever, was nowhere near one of the best. The last 2 years, he's been the best, if not the best defensive interior tackle in the sport. Was nothing like that this year. And their defensive backs, like, they allowed McKinney to leave and Love to leave.
Right.
I know they left Saquon go as well, and that's more popular and more notable. But they let McKinney and Love go and replaced them in free agency with guys who aren't nearly as good and just as expensive.
Those are bad moves.
Those are bad moves. There's a lot of bad moves.
There's
with
more
the
negative checks than positive
no
checks.
No doubt. Yeah. But is there enough talent where if from this moment on they make smart decisions and hire the right coach, is it plausible that the Giants could become a winning team and borderline division champion next year? Amazingly enough, despite how lousy a job I think Joe Shane has done, the answer to that question is still yes.
I think this is you're gonna poo-poo this thought.
Okay.
Because I acknowledge it's a bit of a radical thought. Okay? It's a little radical.
A little radical?
But I married into an Eagles family.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's an Eagles fan, my daughter's an Eagles fan, my in-laws, right? And as much as it pained me, like it pained you to watch the Eagles win a Super Bowl, because it's painful as a New Yorker to watch Philadelphia do anything good. We're better
than
us.
Saquon was the worst.
Right? And doing it with Saquon from a Giant perspective, mind-boggling, right? But the thing that you had to notice throughout that run, which you're now noticing now, is the Eagles' dominance and run to a Super Bowl was based on one thing, and one thing only, in my opinion, and that's having, not even debatably, the best offensive line of football.
100%.
Right?
Agree 100%.
Many, many, many years ago, you might remember, you might have listened or heard me say that I had this novel idea to baseball where I don't think anyone should pitch 6 or 7 or 8 innings.
Yeah.
I have just everyone pitches one inning.
Yeah.
Everybody goes one inning, you save your pitching staff's arms, and every night everybody pitches one inning.
Yeah.
And teams have actually done that.
Well,
with great success. Okay?
Not to that extent, but it's less radical a thought as the years go by.
Here's my new radical thought.
Okay.
For a team like the Giants, you think you have the quarterback.
Yeah.
You think you might have the running back. You think Neighbors comes back. You certainly got one piece of a great wide receiving crew. Okay?
Right. What are you going to do with the offensive line, Craig?
Every single pick in this draft is an offensive lineman. I use every pick on the offensive line. I can't get them all wrong. So if I've got my left tackle, I'm going to go find four other beasts.
Yeah.
Because here's what I've learned about football. And I've watched a lot of football, okay? That's right, I have. The team with the best offensive line is always a playoff team. I'm not guaranteeing you a Super Bowl. But the best, you can look historically, I looked it up this morning. The team with a top five, I don't know how they rank offensive lines.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like Pro Football Focus or some nonsense.
A little arbitrary, but.
PFF or some nonsense, right?
Pressure's allowed, sacks allowed.
The top five offensive lines in football have never not been in the postseason in the history of the NFL.
In the history of the NFL, no team with a top five
offensive
line has ever missed the playoffs.
That's correct. So if you think you have the quarterback and the wide receiver and this and that, the other thing?
Yeah.
How many picks do the Giants have this year? Like 9?
I know they don't have a third round pick.
8, 7?
I think it's either 5 or 6.
Great. 6.
Yeah.
6 offensive lines. Radical.
Yeah, it's
sometimes you got to think outside the box, Mr. Producer.
You know what?
Sometimes.
You know what you should do? Be a WFAN caller, because they agree with you 100%. That's all. They want the offensive line. But you can't draft 5 or 6 offensive linemen.
5, 6, 7, 8. All I do is draft offensive linemen. That's all I do. I have the best offensive line in football. I go to the playoffs. Yeah, you don't.
You can't.
And by the way, I'm a Jet fan. I say the same thing for my Jets. Offensive linemen and nothing else.
They've got a good offensive line. They're the first team in NFL history,
decent.
I think, to have all five guys
start
every single game.
Just because they played does not mean they were good.
That was pretty good.
Just because they play,
I understand that,
doesn't mean them good.
No, but I you can't. First of all, let me think of how the sixth round offensive line
that's
is going to guarantee the Giants a top
that's
five
right.
offensive line.
They tell me we're going to take a quick break. because at 4 o'clock, as you may know, we're also on TV with our dear friends at SNY. Love the simulcast. Glad that they're still a part of it. Get all your calls as well. 888-808-1019.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
And nobody beats a team that drafts only offensive linemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,